The following radio program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Ministries.
So here is key to us. Mentorship is a fathering in two categories, unconditional love, and that there is a reason for you. There's a destiny and purpose, that you're no mistake, that there's a reason for you. And you could have been born 100 years ago, but God designed that you'd be born for this hour. Mm. So there's a reason for you. But in the middle of that, it isn't what you can do for him. It's the fact that you are incredibly valuable. Not only is there a reason for you and that you're going to make a difference, that your life is meant to make a difference, but in spite of that, you're incredibly valuable and loved by God. And for that realism to come into the culture in which we live, that is a full-time job. And God is not only up to it, but he's incredibly good at it.
Have you been fortunate enough to have a mentor in your life? Someone who took an interest in you as a person to help you grow and develop in your career, life, or ministry? Well, if so, you're rare. But imagine if we utilized more of the body of Christ to serve as mentors to new believers, young or old. Today on Sought Out Radio, we're discussing mentors and finding the gold that's sitting right next to you in your church. So stay tuned, because that's coming up next right here on Sought Out Radio. And we welcome you to Sought Out Global Radio. I'm your host, Mark Grote, and I'm joined with Sought Out ministry leader, Herb Marks, and also my wife, Teresa Grote, joins us for this broadcast as well. It's good to have you guys here with us today, and we're excited to also have you, the listener, with us for this broadcast as we discuss the topic of mentoring. And I think a lot of you may be out there listening and thinking about, mentoring, do I want to listen to a broadcast about mentoring? You do. You want to stay around for this, because I think what we're really doing is we're talking about people who have been growing with God. You've been probably walking with God, in some of you, decades, and for others, years, and for others still just newborn, believers in Christ. And it's like, what's ahead of me? This discussion relates to everybody, depending on where you are on the spectrum of your walk with God. And I think it's true that we all have been growing with God. And there comes a time when we suddenly reach a plateau. And I think it's fair to say, we say, now what, Herb? I mean, I think we do. I think it's normal for us to say, okay, now what, God? I've been walking with you. I've been listening to you. I've been trying to grow with you. But now what? And to that question, it gets to the individual's identity. It gets to, do I even have an identity? And if I do, or if I don't, how do I get one? How does this work? And how does that all tie in to mentoring? Because I think there's a key that is related, that if we know who we are, then that becomes apparent to others around us who can help us grow into that identity. And it's aligning ourselves with people who recognize it, but it's also, it's also, what does it take to do that? There are issues of leadership at play here: character, holiness, value, relationship. These are all keys to people being developed in God. And it's not only true of the people that we're around and people who, how they see us, but also how we see ourselves in God. So with that, we just wanted to lay out that introduction about mentoring and really how it interweaves and it interacts with so many aspects of what we are as believers. And so, Herb, we were talking about Samuel, and we've talked about Jesus, and there are other people in the Bible, certainly Moses and others, that were all in a position of mentoring. And why don't you give us a little bit of your perspective on this, since you, I think you felt like God was leading you there.
My son and I went across a ferry last weekend, and I'm really glad the guy at the wheel was somebody who was experienced and knew where he was going. And especially when he came up to the ferry dock, when he got a vessel that size, and if he didn't know what he was doing, he would have done a lot of damage to the dock, the boat, and people on the boat. Fact is that if you get on an airplane, because I just spent 12 hours in the air coming home from Korea just recently, I'm glad the pilot knew what he was doing. And he knew how to land that airplane. I mean, can you imagine, you know, covering those thousands of miles only to blow it on the landing and never make it home, you know? And so
it's happened.
Oh, it has.
It's happened many times.
And the fact is that the ship's captain, I'm here today because the guy did a great job landing that huge aircraft after being in the air that many hours. All of these guys have been mentored because someone else learned how to do it before they did, and they passed it on. A lot of times I talk to men and women who have given their lives to the Lord Jesus and discovered that there's a whole new awakening in their soul. And quickly comes the question, I want more. How do you do this? Especially when I see others who've been walking with the Lord Jesus for a while, and how they seem to really be prospering in their walk with Jesus in a personal level. How do you do this? Especially if you come to Christ with coming out of a history that is rough, difficult, even where, and this make it really clear, the fact is there is an enemy of our souls. It is the one who wanted to be as God, cast out of heaven, and today continues to try to populate his kingdom with souls in the place of, you know, of warfare to draw people away from the love of God, offering counterfeits at every turn. And so as people begin to catch on, they recognize that nothing satisfies except for the one who shaped that space in our heart for only Christ to fill. And when people come to that realization and they get it and they turn to the Lord Jesus, all of a sudden they have a whole new world that's in front of them that's exciting, joyful, rich, talking about purpose, bringing freedom, healing to their lives, and that there truly is a reason for them, that they're not a mistake. God dreamed them up, and that everything that has to do with life and order comes from the precious Holy Spirit, who right now is active in our lives, and to those that are listening to this broadcast, that there's a reason for us. So he doesn't all of a sudden bring, you know, we come to the Lord Jesus, and then Jesus backs up and says, okay, you've come to me, you have eternal life, see you later, I hope you do well in life down here. No, there truly is at every turn answers as to how to walk this. And God is, he's
for
just
sure
a, he and God loves relationships, loves family, and now that we belong to this incredible family of God, you know, I mean, there's so much to learn. Wouldn't it be wise, just like the pilot of the aircraft and the captain of the ship, they were mentored, wouldn't it be wise that we also have somebody who's been before us, giving us insight and clues and walking with us through the rough moments? Because I can't tell you, but how many times that I haven't made the best decision in this incredible journey of different things that I've done, where I had to learn. Because in some ways, some of the failures have been my best teachers, only to discover that there's no shame in it. And that Jesus is the one who's faithful when I'm not. And it blows my mind how he continues to love us when we just don't make the right turn sometimes, when we mess up. And it also, we find out he didn't leave. Usually the leaving that happens is because we're hiding in shame. And he didn't put that on us. There's one who's the accuser of the brethren who does. And one of the things I learned early on is that when I failed and made a wrong decision or went down for the count, as it were, quickly the heel of the accuser gets on my chest and says, "Fine Christian, you are."
Yeah.
And I learned I got to get up really fast and not allow that heel to dig into my chest. Push him back by the name of the one who saved me, not mine, but his name is Jesus. and then turn to him for forgiveness, and how quickly he brings that.
Yep.
It's incredible.
So tell me, Herb, what is God's role in that? Because there's mentoring in the world. There's mentoring in business. And personally, I think that there is, these are biblical, mentoring is a biblical principle, in my opinion. I mean, because it's a record of, we have a record in the Bible of the many men and women that went before us who were mentors to others. What's God's role in the mentor relationship in the body of Christ?
Well, it starts with the fact that he's a father. And Isaiah says that he's a father to the fatherless. And the fact is that God is an amazing father, because he really focuses on bringing us into the word love. And that's a difficult word for some, because it's been wrong in their lives. So if I use the word dad, some people right now are having an emotional reaction to it, because what they know of a father is abusive. There are some that are hearing me talk about a dad, and is positive, because they had a good experience with their dad. Others are hearing me today, and they still have their father with them. Either they might be living at home, or they're going to be at Thanksgiving with their father. Mm-hmm. And they're working out things with their dads as they come into what it is to be more independent, but have a father's support. All of us long to be valuable in our dad's eyes, all of us. Everybody hearing my voice longs to be valued in their dad's eyes. Because a father is the only masculine authority voice in their lives that also speak of their value. You know, a dad really helps a young daughter to discover that her femininity is something that's really important. Yep. A son finds that when he pleases his dad and that his father loves him, is that the masculine role is giving the affirmation of his young manhood. It comes from the dad first. God designed it that way. And in the place where God is a father to those who are fatherless, we're talking about some of the places that an earthly dad, and he might be incredibly good at what he does as being a father, but we're still people, we're human beings, and we fall short. And I'm doing my best to be a dad to my son, but I tell you what, I've never learned more holes in my attempt to lead this kid than when I began to be a dad. And so, just the other day, I sat down with my son and I just said, son, you're right. I need to work on that. So here is key to us. Mentorship is a fathering in two categories, unconditional love, and that there is a reason for you. There's a destiny and purpose, that you're no mistake, that there's a reason for you. And you could have been born 100 years ago, but God designed that you'd be born for this hour. Mm. So there's a reason for you. But in the middle of that, it isn't what you can do for him. It's the fact that you are incredibly valuable. Not only is there a reason for you, and that you're going to make a difference, that your life is meant to make a difference, but in spite of that, you're incredibly valuable and loved by God. And for that realism to come into the culture in which we live, that is a full-time job. And God is not only up to it, but he's incredibly good at it.
I think that one of the things that's a challenge for the body of Christ is people coming into a form of growth and maturity, but there isn't enough of a leadership structure to either recognize it or release it. You know, it's like there are people out there that are growing and ready to, you know, they need to be mentored, in other words. And there isn't enough of a leadership apparatus in a lot of churches. What can be done about that? I mean, you have a small church and maybe 100 or 200 people, there's only one senior pastor to go around. Maybe they don't even have many associate pastors and that type of thing. And people are ready to take that step.
Yeah,
into,
Mark,
you know,
that's good. And I'm watching Teresa nod as well. Teresa, so good to have you with us on the broadcast today. And known you for a lot of years, and I just so enjoy what Jesus has done in your life. And what are your thoughts on that? Because I got some too, and let's bounce it back and forth for a minute.
Well, just listening to you guys talk about mentorship and how important relationship is, and what it causes in people when you have it. Mm-hmm. There's a healthiness that comes, a realization of, okay, I am valuable, so why am I here? And then having people around that kind of pulls that out of you. And, you know, it seems like there is a shortage. You could call it a shortage of enough people to pull on people and to have environments where people can find out, you know, who they are, why they're here, and even practice it. Having safe places. And I have to admit, I've struggled with that personally myself. And what I, you know, the solution that I've come to is really to go vertical and to go after God for that. I think that there's, this is my opinion, but I think there's a push right now in God to really go after Him and to find out why we're here and to begin doing it. I think mentorship is a huge part of that. I think there's a challenge for us who've been around a while. I'm one of those to now. Give more, to give more.
Yes, yes, yeah.
To look around where you're at, right where you're at, and to see where you can give. Just, you know, begin giving it out.
You know, we did a large gathering for Sought Out just this last weekend. It was Sunday night, and it was a wonderful time. Worship was really cool, but was so awesome just to see so many people from so many different places come together to lift a single voice, and it was rich. And then the presence began to rise in that gathering. I want to share this thought about what Teresa you mentioned, because the nature of our times together with the large gatherings as well as in the homes is that it is a type of ministry where we inquire of the Holy Spirit and allow Him to move in our midst in ways that is biblically solid and stable regarding the fivefold, which in part is ministry to the people on a prophetic or insight, or in other words, God's love language to His people that is hot off the press for the moment. And we see it all throughout Scripture on a prophetic, you know, with a level, but it's for every person now that the Holy Ghost lives in us because of what Jesus did on the cross. Every person can move this way, but there are times when He brings a ministry for the purpose of the gathering. So, having said that, for some of our listeners to understand what I'm about to say, last Sunday night, there was a man sitting off, because I was ministering to the large setting, a gentleman that was sitting in the first half to the right, and he was a stately gentleman with a silver white hair, and the release of insight that I got for this gentleman had to do with the fact that he was to give away what he's got. And so as I begin to talk to him, I just said, "Sir, you over there," and I said, and this is for everybody to listen because here's a point the Holy Spirit's going to bring, but to you, sir, you're to give away what you got. You know, and I begin to talk to him about this very subject we're talking about today, you know, mentorship. And one of the ways that I believe God's putting on you to mentor, because you've been around the block, God's invested in you over the years, now it's time to release that for others to grow by. And I said, "Have you thought about authoring, writing?" And he burst into laughter, and his wife began to laugh. And then he told us how he had just finished writing a book that's in print, and there are two more books about to go into print. And I continued finishing this word with him that this is key for him, that after he graduates, in other words, leaves this earth, goes to heaven, that these books would continue on after him, and it'll continue to mentor other lives, which brought us into that subject for the whole audience. Those of you who've walked with God for a while, that God has invested in, who are you mentoring?
See, that's really good to me, because that just reminds me of not only Scripture and what God set up as his kind of structure. Authority is not meant to be solely possessed. It's meant to be given away. God gave away authority to Jesus. Jesus gave away authority to men. Men are supposed to give away authority to other men and to women and to their wives. The authority is meant to be passed down.
Now, Mark, with what you're saying is a good, that's really good, because Jesus gives authority to those who come under his authority.
Exactly.
If you come under his authority, then you're going to do the things he's asking of you, because he has something to say to us.
Yes.
And in that place where we follow through with that, and that's part of mentoring does, is help us to learn, what is he saying? How do I know it's God? How do I know it's me? Or how do I know if it's the devil? And, you know, there are three different, you know, categories, as it were. And people who are interested seriously about following the Lord want to cast off two of those and follow the one. And Jesus is very loud with those who come under his care and authority, who want to do his will. And even Psalms talks about the angels who go about God's bidding. But in Hebrews 1, it says that we have ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. So those who have come to Christ and are believers also have assistance even in the angelic realm. And it's key for us to learn how to begin to walk with the Lord in obedience as he then begins to give us his authority, even to the place where he begins to introduce us to other helpers to do the will of God.
Yeah, yeah. As Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father in heaven doing.
Yeah.
He came under God's authority. Now, God gives us other people in our life as authorities and people like mentors. Mm-hmm. One of the things that I think we can do...
It's alignment,
yes,
Mark.
We can align with people. We can choose to do what we see our mentors doing, who have successful, what we'll, I'll put that in air quotes, but, but successful relationships with God. They mentor, they walk, they're men of integrity. Yeah. They're men of a strong walk with God. And they are people that we can obviously look up to in our own lives. And they should be demonstrating certain aspects of that.
Well, think of how alignment brings you into oneness. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says that my Father and I are one.
Yeah.
And then you look at the activity of the Holy Spirit on the earth today, because Jesus goes to be sitting at the right hand of the Father after he talked to his disciples in the Gospels and said, go into the city and receive power on high. Don't go into the world until this happens. And what's he saying? He's saying, do what I say. And if you do, you're going to receive the ability to take what you have learned to the four corners of the earth and do it powerfully. And the earth has never been the same. Humankind has never been the same since when Jesus came and released his men who came under his authority, therefore they had authority. And in this place where we talk about alignment that's going on in the church today, and with this incredible, I think, emphasis regarding mentorship, because it's a passing on too, and an exercise of what it is to come alongside for the sake of the other person's best, because God has our best in mind. I was thinking about this subject, because as I inquired of the Lord about this subject, he said, do what's your passion for this particular broadcast. But as I'm sitting here, I remember my wife, who wasn't able to be with us today, and we're so blessed to have this lady with us, Teresa. The fact is, I'm remembering my wife said last night, I feel like mentoring might be one of the subjects. And all of a sudden I realize, there it is again. Because as a husband and wife, we're submitted to one another, not one over the top of the other. And at the same time, I know what some of my leadership role is, where she's not strong in. I know where she's strong, where I'm not. And this is really cool, because in alignment before the Lord, here's a husband and wife in agreement that's happening also. This stuff works, and it's exciting because it brings joy.
Thanks, Herb. And how true is that last word about how partnership in the body of Christ brings joy? Friends, there is so much truth wrapped up in that last statement. Friendship, partnership, mentoring, togetherness brings joy, value, and a sense of unity that can't be matched unless we're working together in something. We urge you to step out in your faith community today and find that place where you can deposit as well as withdraw from the body of Christ the things that you need. Very quickly, there's only time for one more Sought Out Home Encounter before the end of the year, and before it's gone, we thought we'd bring it to your attention so you can attend this holiday season. Coming up on December 5th, Sought Out will be in Burlington for our last home encounter of 2015. So won't you attend? It's going to be a special night. For more information on that event, please go to our website at isoughtout.com and follow the links to events on the Sought Out happenings in your area. Remember, when you miss any of our shows, you can go to our website and catch up on previous programs just by playing any podcast there. So go to isoughtout.com today and listen to any Sought Out radio program there of your choosing. Well, that's all the time we have for today. For Herb Marks and Teresa Grote, I'm Mark Grote. Please be sure to join us again next week right here on Sought Out Radio.
The preceding program was made possible by partners of Sought Out Global Radio, calling you into greatness. If you would like to sign up to become partners with Sought Out Global Radio, you can do that at soughtoutglobal.com.